senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Crab Diving Live, streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for listening, whether you've downloaded us as a podcast from your favorite podcasting application, whether you're listening live, yo, yo, what's up, or whether you're listening to the reruns on the Crab Diving Network streaming 24/7, however the fuck you're listening, thank you so very much for doing so. You don't get a Kong toy today. Go play with your friend.
Right.
Shelby's friend Kenobi here.
That's right.
What else? Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Yeah, she's not getting it. She's like, yeah. This is Kong toy
your,
time,
your
God
friend
damn
is
it.
Over. Enjoy your friend.
Yeah, go have fun.
You can have
friend.
The Kong toy later. You know what I mean? Yeah. Is she hungry? Is she starving?
No. Does she look like she's starving?
Come on.
And we're on X, you know.
Yay.
For now, still.
Nine!
Although I saw, this is a production meeting we're having on the air. I saw that Hootsuite is now adding Threads.
Oh, really?
So we'll be able to maybe
Threads is Facebook.
Copy. Yeah, yeah.
It's Twitter.
Facebook's Twitter. Threads, we might be able to, you know, start posting the show and put shit on
Jeez,
Threads.
Dog.
At the same time, we post everywhere else. So.
Right.
Let's see what's going on in the old headlines. I mean, I already know. I looked. I cheated.
Yes.
But let's see. At the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Iffy.
HuffPo.
Zootalore.
April 25 is the headline.
This is so stupid. This is so fucking dumb.
Trump's presidential immunity oral arguments begin April 25th in the Supreme Court.
I mean... How long is the president a king? How long does it take to argue that one?
Oral anal.
The oral arguments in former President Donald Trump's presidential immunity case will begin on April 25th, according to the SCOTUS calendar. The news follows that. It's probably after Clarence takes a trip with Harlan to somewhere.
Ooh.
The news follows.
By the way, Clarence does oral for Harlan all the time, I guess.
The news follows the high court's Monday decision to rule in his favor in a presidential ballot case stemming from Colorado, as well as South Carolina former Governor Nikki Haley deciding today to drop out of the race.
Did she decide or did math decide?
I think the country decided.
I think math decided, Nikki. Nikki, not going to win. You're not going to win, Nikki.
The justices will rule on whether Trump is immune from being prosecuted for his part in the attempt to overthrow Biden's win in the election. Special counsel Jack Smith is looking to convict Trump of conspiring to defraud the United States, obstructing an official proceeding, conspiring to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiring to deprive millions of Americans of the rights to have their votes counted.
You know, I don't know if that to obstruct. I mean, did you see what January 6th was?
Well, that's kind of obstruction.
Is it? That's a riot.
It's obstruction. It's an insurrectory kind of.
The cops obstruction. Did. These fucking Capitol Police, they did hand-to-hand combat with these obstruction. This obstruction
I know,
took
their
hours.
Cousins and their brothers and their family members probably.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, hey, here's some cops I know. Here's some people in the military I know.
So that's the headline to the HuffPo over at the Drudge Report.
Yay!
The aforementioned Nikki, she's out, it says.
Nikki.
No endorsement.
Big deal. You're going to skip to the part where she endorses Trump because he's not that different.
And then that says, Trump, 1,541,026 votes.
Yes.
Haley, 763,763 votes.
So. Are you counting the votes she got in that weird little place called the District of Columbia?
That's, you see, Trump totally threw that one, he said.
I knew it. I knew it. This guy, like, ran the board on Super Tuesday. He was won all these primaries. I know he's pissed at Vermont.
And St. Vermont,
I know,
yeah.
And I know he's pissed at the District of Columbia. Yeah. He's fucking crazy.
So she did win Vermont.
Yay! Good job, Nikki!
And Karl Rove, the reason that Trump... I should play the Trump-Karl Rove thing. He's out of his fucking mind.
Karl Rove?
They got to take the cell phone away from Orange Grandpa.
Yeah.
Because it's not going well for him with these rants that he's putting on. And he looks awful. He really does. Looks horrible.
He looks like shit.
Nikki Haley suspended her presidential campaign today after being soundly defeated across the country on Super Tuesday, leaving Trump as the last remaining major candidate for the 2024 Republican nomination. Who else is left?
Hey, let me...
He says major. Who else is still in?
What's wrong with the Carolinas? Because the guy that is running in the primary for the... Whatever,
the governor.
Yeah.
He
thinks he has some doubts about the Holocaust. And then Nikki Haley's not sure about slavery.
Haley, a former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador, was Trump's first significant rival when she jumped into the race. Blah, blah, blah. She's out. So she's gone.
Woo. See you in 2028.
But no, no endorsement.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, Trump, this is his third time running for president.
Sure.
Shouldn't he have beaten her more soundly, though, contests?
That's why Trump went nuts on what I was mentioning about him going batshit on the truth. He he went after Karl Rove, who was on Fox. You know, Karl Rove is a Fox contributor.
Yes.
And Karl Rove was talking about just how bad the numbers looked for him. Especially with these exit polls of people who are saying that voted for Nikki, and if she doesn't win, they have no intention of voting for Trump.
That means they probably won't vote.
They probably won't vote.
That's great.
Rare votes for Biden or, you know, Bobby fucking Kennedy, but,
RFK. It's
Bobby or Robert.
Robert. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Junior.
I think Nikki's still going to wait in the wings. I mean, you never know. Trump might have a grabber. He might, end up in jail.
If Biden lost this, I'd rather it be to Nikki Haley. Sure, she might not be so sure that slavery bad, but at least she believes that Russia bad, right? She believes Russia bad. Mm-hmm. She believes that, right?
Well, Biden might have a harder time against Haley, to be honest with you.
Because,
the independents, the middle of the roaders might like her better.
But you know what's crazy to me is Biden is going to have a hard time with Nikki, would only have a hard time with Nikki Haley because he doesn't have people that can communicate what he's doing. He doesn't have anybody there that can look at all this good shit, this legislation he's done. No one can make the case that he's doing good, that works for him. I don't understand this. You know what I mean? It's not, he should trounce Nikki Haley.
Well, you're right.
There hasn't been the lowest unemployment since the 60s or some shit like that.
They just can't counter the MAGA arguments. They're just not, they're not great at it.
No. It's crazy because they have it all. They totally have the high ground. It really stymies me. I don't understand.
It vexes you?
Yes. It infuriates me. It really does. I mean, I'm like, man, start firing people, Biden. Start firing people and hire people that can do that job. There must be someone that can communicate to America that you're a better candidate than that shitbag Nazi.
Oh, now that you mention it.
Yes.
You know what's awesome about...
Recognize those mellifluous tones?
Yeah, God. I do.
Nick Fuentes.
You know what's awesome?
You know what's awesome about Trump is
apparently Nick Fuentes did a live stream during the primary coverage. So
Yeah.
You know what's awesome about Trump is he's like 80 years old almost, but he looks fucking hot. All these other 80-year-old guys, all these other 80-year-old white guys.
That's not me. This is Nick Fuentes changing the screen behind him. The channel behind him. So he's fucking up with all these. I did the splurts.
Yes.
Those were me.
Excuse me.
But yeah.
When he says Trump is hot, does he mean like he looks like his temperature is warm?
No,
or
I think he means Trump is hot.
Yeah.
He's like he's 80.
You know what's awesome about Trump is he's like 80 years old almost, but he looks fucking hot. All these other 80-year-old guys, all these other 80-year-old white guys look like this. Have you ever realized? A lot of people make fun of Trump for his look, but John McCain was like the same age, and he looked like a dork. Like, this is what John McCain, you know, this is what John McCain looked like in his 70s, or I don't know how old he was in this picture. And then you look at Trump.
Yes.
Oh, God, I really wish the picture that he pulled up would be one of
and Trump just looks like a beast. So people say, oh, you're orange, your hair's stupid. He looks fucking awesome. He looks hot. So you could either look like this when you're 70, just look like another boring white guy.
Meanwhile, he's showing a picture of McCain that's great. I mean, McCain wasn't he an astronaut? No, he was a pilot.
He was a pilot. Yeah. He was a pilot that was shot down in Vietnam. He did the
lived in a tiger cage for.
But he had a horrible injury when he crashed, and he couldn't move his arms properly. And he had skin cancer removed from his face.
And he had the opportunity to go home before other men in the prison camp because of his dad being a high-ranking member of the military, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were going to trade back higher value prisoners or whatever.
Trump wouldn't have done that.
He refused to leave before his men did.
Trump would not have done that.
God, are you kidding me?
I'll
flip on my country.
You're not. Hey, by the way, you couldn't flip on a country, but you could surely betray them.
Tokyo. I love Tokyo.
He thinks that's a country.
I like Mugu Gaipan.
I'm gonna attack the country of Mushu Pork.
So there's more. Do you want to hear? Nick Fuentes gushing
play
over
the
Trump.
Dumb fucking.
So
Nazi.
You could either look like this when you're 70, just look like another boring white guy, just look like a lame old cracker.
Wait a second.
Or you could look like this Aryan Chad, Hitler-esque.
Chad?
Caesar-esque. Mussolini.
Yeah, you know the Chad meme on the internet. It's the it's the square-jawed internet meme guy with swooped back hair. And, you know, he's the... they say Giga Chad. It means, you know, the alpha male, the big, strong alpha male.
I don't remember Julius Caesar's policies, but... Was he progressive? I mean, was he for gay marriage?
Julius Caesar?
I just don't know.
Well, I think they were okay with, I don't know about marriage, but they were okay with
looping,
gay people, weren't they?
Is it fair for him to lump in Caesar with Mussolini? I mean, I have no idea. I mean,
you know, I think he just means great leaders. I think he's just whipping
great leaders?
Great leaders out of his hat, and he doesn't want to go full Hitler
yet. Now, Mussolini got, what did he lose an election? What happened to him? How did his reign end? They hung him.
He was shot, beaten to death, and paraded, dragged behind a truck, his body.
Yes.
And then they went to a couple different towns and hung up his body.
Maybe I don't mind the comparison between Mussolini and Trump when you put it like that.
Caesar-esque, Mussolini moment, Napoleon, men who will define epochs. Liberals are like, you know, this retard is like, well, Trump voters are super loyal because last week they said Biden was too old, but Biden's the same age and 100% of them say that he's fit to... It's like, yes, we embrace the contradiction because we die for the man, Donald Trump. Because we die for the personhood of Donald Trump and what he represents.
Marys to support him.
She's like, what? But that's a contradiction. But you can't do that. But that's not logical. Trump gives the order, we follow. It's as simple as that. You can never understand.
Even though he's the incumbent.
He keeps starting the live feed behind him of the Super Tuesday coverage.
Yeah.
ABC. Do you think he has the licensing for that?
No. Does he do everything himself, or does he have a bunch of Nazis working for him?
No, I think he's...
He didn't have an intern?
I think he's doing everything. Yeah, because he typed in John McCain in Google.
Oh, and you can see it on the screen. Yeah. Oh my God. Last night I did a comedy show and I was trying to get my fucking screen presentation to come up on the TV and I was having issues. And then I look up and I'm like, oh my God, my screen is up here while I'm trying to figure out where share screening is on the settings. You know what I mean? It's embarrassing.
That was it. That's Nick Fuentes gushing about how, quote, fucking hot and, quote, Hitler-esque Trump is.
You know, the thing...
As in a good way.
I guess...
To Nick.
Right. Trump is so tough and Caesar-esque that he... Didn't he go somewhere? Somewhere where the USS McCain, that battleship was parked, and his staff wanted to cover up...
The people there were worried about it because how much he hated John McCain. So they put up some big tarp...
What are you supposed to do? I mean,
we're gonna just toss a cover over that battleship.
God, can you imagine? It's like at some point, man, if you're like Trump's gonna be bothered by that, he's like, you know what? There's nothing we can do about it. Are we gonna cover up the name? And then Stephen Miller's like, yes, yes. That's nuts.
Now, allegedly they had nothing to do with it. It was the organizers at the
Lies.
On the military side who were worried
allegedly
that he would lose his mind if he saw
it. It's hard for me to believe anything without saying, let's have someone subpoena these emails and demand records and let's see what actually happened, because these people just lie about everything.
Right, right.
I don't know. So stupid.
That's Nick Fuentes. We've got... the story Ryan mentioned earlier, Mark Robinson, the lunatic who's lieutenant governor of North Carolina, who we've played a bunch of clips about being anti-gay, anti-Semitic, anti-Muslim, clicks all the Republican boxes. Now the GOP candidate for governor. He won the primary.
You see,
North Carolina.
He ticks all the Republican boxes, so I'm confused why Nikki Haley won't endorse Trump. Because aside from the NATO thing, tell me a different policy she has.
Mean to her and her husband,
right? But a policy, yes, but a policy difference.
So she may have a little more dignity than Ted Cruz, who went from saying Donald Trump is a charlatan and you can't say that about my wife. Remember that? Don't you ever say that about my wife. Then a month later, slurp, 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 slurp.
Yes.
On Trump Bobo.
What happened to the story about Ted Cruz's name showing up in the black book of the DC madam? Yeah,
that went away, right?
Right. I can't imagine. That's a weird story for me. It's hard for me to believe that because I just want to apologize for even bringing this up. You know, Ted Cruz, is he a sexual person? I mean, he doesn't have sex.
He's got kids.
Give me something to stab my brain out and eyes with so I can stop thinking about that. He has kids.
Yeah.
Does Mitch McConnell have kids?
Remember, he's got those two daughters that don't like him, that they don't like seem to kiss him and stuff like that.
Were they IVF?
I don't think so. I mean, I just can't imagine.
It must be weird to think about Ted Cruz being romantic. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to. I know that's a gross thing to think about, but I just can't. Mitch McConnell being romantic? Come on.
The So this is here's a Mark Robinson clip from previously.
Tell our enemies on the other side of the aisle that would drag this nation down into a socialist hellhole that you will only do it as you run past me, laying on the ground, choking on my own blood. Because I will not give up this nation to you. It is not yours. You did not build it. You did not defend it. And you will not own it. We will. The Christian patriots of this nation will own this nation and rule this nation.
Jeez, the Christian patriots of this nation will own this nation and rule this nation, says the Republican candidate for governor in North Carolina.
God, that guy, I think Mark Robinson has a very, very bad personality, you know?
Who do we have running against him? I hope there's somebody good. That's
I don't know why he wouldn't. I mean, not to be negative, I don't know why North Carolina wouldn't elect him. I mean, why wouldn't they? I'm just trying to figure. They're from the South. They're Republicans from the South. He's everything the Republicans love.
Here's
he's
a couple of headlines. The Hill is GOP gubernatorial nominee Mark Robinson too MAGA for North Carolina?
No.
Slate, Mark Robinson, North Carolina Republican primary for governor, goes to a Holocaust denier. The Guardian, Hitler quoting candidate wins North Carolina Republican gubernatorial primary.
Jeez. Shit.
Yahoo, conspiracy theorist Mark Robinson wins North Carolina GOP primary for governor.
God. I mean, you know.
So good job, guys.
That
good
guy job, is very America First. He is America First.
Yeah.
Do people remember that America First was like the Nazi party? They were Nazis.
Lindbergh, yeah.
They were Nazis. And their name now is America First.
They're fascists, yeah.
It's the same thing. Does that bother anyone? Nobody knows, right? Do people even know that? Would
here's,
they care?
Here's another Mark Robinson.
A few days ago and asked her, what America are we going back to make America great again? The one where women couldn't vote or black people were swinging from trees? I would say to him if I was standing in front of him, I absolutely want to go back to the America where women couldn't vote. Do you know why? Because in those days we had people who fought for real social change and they were called Republicans.
Absolutely want to go back to the America where women couldn't vote. That's who the people, the Republicans of North Carolina, are sending up as their gubernatorial candidate.
It seems like Mark Robinson is sort of saying what the Republicans kind of aren't saying. Because if the Republicans don't want to, like, have the, what is it, equal rights? The Equal Rights Act, they don't want to vote on that. Well, they don't want women to vote, right?
They'd prefer not.
And they don't want women in control of their own bodies.
Absolutely not.
See, this guy, this Mark Robinson is just like, I don't know, name a Republican.
Right.
He's just the same. He's just very loud about his weird horrible anti-Semitism and his hatred of women.
And gay people.
Oh, yes, and gay people. He's very loud about it. He's just like that party. He's just like Reagan.
Thank you, David, on Twitter. McCain's father and grandfather were both admirals in the Navy.
Oh, okay.
So that's why he was higher on the hierarchy. And yeah. He was higher ranking, I guess, too.
Yeah.
That is congratulations, North Carolina. We hope...
Yeah, good job.
Your Christo-fascist fuckwad does really well.
Good luck. Why do we know Mark Robinson? We don't even know the fucker that's running against him. Who's the Democrat? Who is he?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
God. That Mark Robinson is something else. He might be the worst one.
Yeah, he's up there. He's up there. What? Out of his fucking mind.
Yeah. He sucks. He needs to get a hobby. Like a hobby, you know, Mark?
Democrat Josh Stein.
Okay.
Robinson is the state's lieutenant governor. Stein is the state attorney general. So he's won. He was the AG.
Okay.
So he's won some elections. So that could be interesting.
Is he like Mark Robinson in the sense that is he like loud and?
I don't know.
And
he's an attorney general.
Pronounced so. Like this Mark Robinson. I mean, this guy sounds crazy.
He is crazy. Yeah. He is crazy.
Yeah. Feels like you need somebody like a Sherrod Brown running against him, you know?
Somebody can go toe-to-toe.
Or just hopefully there's just more Democrats will come out and vote, really. I mean, boy.
Jeez. Hopefully. Hopefully. It's not a... North Carolina can, you know, dip its toe in being purple sometimes.
I tell you what, that is the depressing thing. It's like, imagine living in North Carolina and you're not a crazy, crazy-ass racist Nazi Republican and Mark Robinson wins. That means that over half of your fellow Americans in North Carolina are Nazis. And you just sort of have to live with that. Knowing that your neighbors voted for this America First lunatic that right, wants right. people to swing from trees. What the fuck is he talking about?
I guess the Democrat almost won in 2020.
Oh, good. Good.
So there may be hope.
Right. Oh, I think so. I think the numbers from Super Tuesday show some hope, right?
Yes. The, says North Carolina is gearing up to host the most pivotal and most expensive governor's race in the country this fall.
Jeez, man. How did he get lieutenant governor? Do you just fly under the radar at some point and nobody gives a shit about like who's running for lieutenant governor and you just check Republican if you're a Republican?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy gets elected because nobody knows shit.
Well, I don't know how great his media is. I'm scrolling. I can't find any video of him talking.
That's what I'm talking about. Where is this guy? Mark Robinson is all over the fucking place with the name recognition. Who is... we don't know the Democrat, and we do this show all the fucking time. Politics. We don't know the guy running against this Nazi. Get a Facebook page.
Well, I'm sure he does.
Does he have... Is he ever on it? Do you post? Do you have a Twitter? Who is he? Stein? What's his name?
This is an ad. I'm just looking for the dude talking.
Right.
Yeah, he just finished wrapping up within the last 2 minutes, and perhaps we might be able to see him making his way through the crowd here after...
The Democratic nominee to be the next governor of the state of North Carolina. I want to thank our current governor, Roy Cooper, for his kind words, and more importantly for...
It sounds like you might have some energy, I mean...
You know...
Nominee to be the next governor...
Why are these Democrats so happy? That guy's smiling. Why are you smiling? Every Democrat I see on TV should be angry as hell and
well,
beating the podium. Nazis are coming.
He had won the
Nazis
primary race, so he's happy.
The Nazis are coming, guys. I'm running against
thousands of North Carolinians now have access to health care. Struggling rural hospitals will be strengthened. We're number one for business. 2 years.
Wait, you ain't going to kill gay people?
I hope this guy wins. I mean, shit.
Running, creating tens of thousands of jobs.
So there you go.
God.
I think he has a good shot.
You know, Lewis Black, does he still do comedy?
Yes.
Lewis, and you get together with Al Franken and maybe Sarah Silverman and, who's a very funny woman, the comedian that was on Curb for a long time, Wanda Sykes, get those guys together. And get these Democrats in, and you coach them on anger. You know what I mean?
On funny anger.
Lewis Black needs to teach people how to be angry.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, angry. We should be so pissed off that things are right. The economy's good in America. Okay. That's great.
Yes.
We should be so pissed off that Trump's maggots even register in polls. It should be so, it should anger us so much that there's so many right-wing Nazis out there that it's bullshit. It's crazy. We should be pissed off about it. And you know, Eric Holder, what he said, that you should listen to what he said. America has to vote because nobody's coming for us to help but us.
Right.
We're the only ones that are going to help us. Channel Eric Holder and quit smiling.
Andy Borowitz tweeted, the humorist tweeted, Nikki Haley says she lacks the indictments necessary to win GOP nomination.
But that's true, though. Yeah. That's very true.
It's very true.
You know, Nikki, you know what you should do? If you gave a flying fuck about this country, you would use your platform and you would endorse Joe Biden. Now, if you don't do that, you really don't give a shit.
Also in the news, we've got, Trump, one on Super Tuesday, but
yes,
he did, let's see, Trump had won 17. Vermont gives 17 delegates to Nikki Haley. While 17 delegates might seem like a minor loss to a Republican candidate who now has 554 delegates, hundreds more than any of his challengers, political experts say Haley's victory was a bad sign for Trump.
Of course. Of course.
A political analyst said, great night for Joe Biden, bad night for Trump. The uncommitted protest vote against Biden has pretty much been a dud, but the Haley anti-Trump Republican vote share against Donald Trump is real.
You know, who's saying this? Who's saying it's
some
a dud?
Some pundit.
I don't know, pundit.
Ferdinand Amandi.
You know what? No, you should be concerned about that. You should be concerned because that protest vote is in Michigan. You should be very fucking concerned about that. That is not the right attitude to have.
Yet Trump delivered a victory speech, which was quickly and brutally fact-checked by MSNBC.
Oh, I watched that shit.
There at Mar-a-Lago, there was no open bar. Did you see that?
No.
That they always have open bars and now they don't have any money.
Yeah.
So there was no open bar at his victory celebration for Super Tuesday.
Hold on a second. To get in the victory celebration at Mar-a-Lago, you got to pay the $100,000 membership fee or whatever it is to be a member?
I would assume so, yeah.
That doesn't come with drinks?
Or you show up with somebody.
Dude, if I pay for 1 year, $100,000 to be a member of a place, and I got to buy a rum and coke for $450, what, how much? No. I want a bar menu. I want to see how much you have to pay for a drink after you spend $100,000 in membership fees. That's crazy. I think Trump wants to be president just for the Ambien, to be honest. He wants that Provigil. That's sad. You're telling me that they had to pay to have drinks? So you go up to the bar and you're like, oh, it's Trump's victory party. I'll take a screwdriver and a
$47.
A Michelob Ultra. Yeah. You want to open a tab?
Former President Donald Trump skimped on refreshments for his guests at a watch party on Super Tuesday. One of the Fox pundits was at Mar-a-Lago, said, reporters, I mean, here in Mar-a-Lago again, the party getting underway, just about 200 people, I would say, here already. There's no open bar, and there is a soda bar, a pop bar, if you want to call it, if you're from the Midwest. But we have no free alcohol, at least tonight here in Mar-a-Lago.
All the Diet Coke you can drink and sweet tea is available. However, if you want to get shit-faced, get out your Amex.
And Martha McCallum, Fox anchor, said, I think it's going to be a short party.
Yeah, dude. Dude, I'm spending $100,000 to go to this place to be a member at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I don't know if it was a members event.
But it's your victory party. It's your victory party. You just won Super Tuesday. You can't even buy these horrible trolls that support you a fucking shot. They gotta get out their wallets.
We should do an open bar, sir, right? No, no, no. What are you talking about? No.
That, but Trump, that's not. You owe E. Jean Carroll $83 million. You owe the state of New York all your money. What's buying a few rounds of drinks for these old fucks? Like, what's the matter? What does that make a difference?
NBC News took particular notice of exit polls that they noted could spell trouble for the general election. The exit polls do provide some potential warning signs for Trump looking ahead to the general election, especially among more moderate and well-educated voters. In both Virginia and North Carolina, around one-third of primary voters answered no to whether they will vote for the GOP nominee, regardless of who it is.
Wow, that's good.
The report also notes 37% of primary voters in Virginia, 31% in North Carolina said Trump would not be fit to be president if convicted of a crime.
If convicted?
So you got to get him convicted.
Dude, have you seen him speak? I swear to God, the guy walked out to that Lee Greenwood, proud to be an American. I feel like he thinks that's the national anthem. And I feel like he was fighting the urge to put his hand on his heart while he was listening, like standing there. He walked halfway out to the podium and stood there like a wacko.
Well, he has to accept the adulation of the crowd.
But he keeps changing. It's like, I don't know what's wrong with him. There's something wrong with that guy, you know, aside from the other shit.
I forget what Keith Olbermann says. It's some kind of aphasia. Keith Olbermann has a diagnosis. It's some kind of aphasia.
That could be true, sure. But the diagnosis has been done. That documentary that made the case that Trump has, what is he? He's a narcissist or something?
No, narcissistic personality disorder.
He has narcissistic personality disorder.
But that's his whole life.
Yeah, but we want to give that guy the nuclear football. We'll let him put it on, you know, wherever he is. Didn't he take the nuclear football to Mar-a-Lago and put it next to the breadsticks at dinner?
On the Tuesday Countdown podcast, after 3 days filled with unbelievable verbal mistakes in speeches and elsewhere, it appears that Donald Trump is suffering from a disease called fluent aphasia, where Nikki's aphasia, in which they sound like sentences or answers to questions, but, and this is almost the literal clinical definition, they are in fact word salad. Wernicke's aphasia, fluent aphasia. He may also be suffering from another disease called anosognosia, in which you cannot realize nor accept the idea that you have an illness or injury. All that, plus the Supreme Court betraying America yet again.
Yes.
Anyway, that's Keith Olbermann's.
That is a betrayal. I'm so glad he's saying that. That decision is a betrayal. And it's a betrayal that on the fucking headline of the HuffPo, it's like, you're going to have oral arguments. You have to have oral over whether or not the president is a fucking king. Didn't our slave-owning fucking forefathers already figure that out? What was the American Revolution about if we're going to do this?
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal genital, oral anal.
That scans too. I think that's an iambic pentameter.
You think it's part of the folio?
Oral anal.
So yeah, I mean the number is not the best for Trump.
Yeah.
If enough Republicans are sick of his bullshit,
yeah,
it's not going to go. Hopefully, not going to bode well.
That's right. I'm done. I'm sorry. One second. I watched that Super Tuesday speech, and I have been done, and I am overdone. Whatever that means. I'm not hearing anybody else talk about Biden's age or his gaffes. You can go fuck yourself. You seriously can go fuck yourself.
And we did a fantastic job on that. We never got credit for that. Unbelievable job on that. We came up with things that nobody thought was possible. Don't forget, when it came in, nobody had an idea what...
COVID.
Listen, man, I almost lost my shit watching this thing. Explain to me politics. Explain to me why in a victory speech after you win Super Tuesday, these maggots come out and vote for you for some reason. Why would you bring up the biggest, most colossal failure of anyone's presidency.
Oh, it wasn't a failure. He's telling us.
But of his presidency. No, a million people are in the fucking ground because of this guy.
We had no inflation. Inflation is destroying the middle class. It's destroying everything. Inflation, if you look back over the history, hundreds of years back, it's called inflation. It's called a country buster.
Excuse me.
It's called inflation.
Listen.
It's called the country buster.
I, you know, I'm not a history buff or anything, but he says hundreds of years. So that would be 100 years from now is what? 1924?
Yeah.
Okay. 100 years from that would be 1824.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
And in 1724, did we have inflation back then in the 1700s?
Probably. I mean, in some tiny capacity.
Could you imagine a bunch of dumb fucks from the Confederacy complaining about inflation? It costs more to own people than you do.
My slave costs $10 more.
Country buster. And that's what it's doing to our country. What's happened with inflation has been unbelievable.
I mean, this is the energy he had throughout that speech. He was definitely... The Provigil had worn off. The Xannies had kicked in, or all of the above.
I listened to all of this, and I would love for you to play all of this and explain it to me, because I have so many questions.
You can't.
We haven't got... When we get to the part about Abdullah, who is Abdullah? Okay? When we get to that part.
I don't know.
I mean, because is somebody named Abdullah in charge of Afghanistan, and I'm just stupid and I don't know who he is?
Was that the one from The Weeknd where he talked about the guy who called him Your Highness?
It's both. He brought up Abdullah.
Did he do it again yesterday? Yes.
Because I have a lot of questions about that speech because it's very confusing. Because we do a news show and it seemed like he's in a different dimension than I lived in, than I'm living in.
The president has to be free. A president has to be, if the president does a good job, I did. Some people would say a great job.
Okay, the White
House. This is when they cut away.
Yeah, yeah.
On MSNBC, they're like, all right.
Hey, I want to give it up for Fox, everybody. Clap for Fox News. If you wanted to watch that whole speech uninterrupted,
the
fact-checking,
yeah.
I watch it on YouTube. They don't say shit. No one says anything. They just play that whole speech with no fact-check, no nothing.
See, how does this happen? Here's somebody tweeted. Tonight's the first time I've actually watched a Trump speech in a long time. And dear Lord, how the hell is this guy leading in the polls right now? Incoherent rambling and constant lying.
Because a lot of your neighbors are Nazis.
It's like, how do you not know what's going on?
But they don't care. They're dumb. They don't give a fuck. They're at the Pottery Barn buying wicker rocking chairs. I don't fucking know.
New category of crime, and it's violent. Where they'll stand in the middle of a street and have fistfights with police officers. And if they did that in their countries from where they came, they'd be killed instantly. They wouldn't do that. So the world is laughing at us. The world is taking advantage of us.
The world is taking advantage of us.
The world is taking advantage.
It's just crazy. The thing is that what, you know, you watch his speech, and then you watch all these people in the room, and everybody's quiet when he's sort of fumbling through the bullshit he's trying to say. But when he gets to a line that's like, we got to save our country, we got to make America great again. I think Shelby would make a better president. You know what I mean? She would make a better president, because that barking, I think I understand what she's trying to say more than this Nazi. You know?
People say, a lot of experts have said, the stock market's the only thing that's doing well, and that's doing well because our poll numbers are so much higher than Joe Biden's.
Joe Biden's. Joe Biden's.
No, they're not. Actually, Joe Biden.
Okay, I don't know what's going on.
The joggers, there's joggers. They're leaving now. It's just jogging people. Joe Biden's numbers are better than yours, but it's okay.
He's the worst president in the history of our country, people say.
People.
Yeah.
Not people. You're Nazi maggots, which I don't consider them people, but...
Sure. There's a room chock full of incredible, talented people, like some of the guys standing right in front of me, right? Big, big futures. Big, fat, beautiful futures. Oh, I'd love to be your age. I'd pay you a lot of money to be your age.
Big, fat, beautiful futures.
It sounds like he's winding up to do a sexual assault or something like that. This is where, to me, right here, it sounded like Trump was going to do something fucked up to somebody backstage after the speech, you know. Big, fat, beautiful features. Yeah.
New category of crime, and it's violent, where they'll stand in the middle of a street and have fistfights with police officers, and if they did that in their countries from where they came, they'd be killed instantly.
That's him, wistful. Right?
Yeah, loves it.
I think our police should just be able to kill him.
You know,
this has been a day that we've been waiting for. I want to thank my family for being here. It's a great family.
Can they pan over family. To Melania? To Melanie?
They've had it very easy since I decided to run for politics. They say, thanks a lot, Dad. We appreciate it. But they're strong and they're very capable people and they love the country. They really do love the country.
Not there.
Jeez.
Melania.
Eric or?
Melania wasn't there.
Yeah, she's not there.
But Eric and Don were there.
Oh, yes.
Ivanka wasn't there.
No.
Nobody could believe China was paying us billions and billions of dollars. In 25 years, they paid us nothing, zero, not 10 cents. I was getting billions of dollars, and they were happy about it, as happy as you can be, of course.
Isn't that sniffing?
Maybe there's reasons for things having happened, but they were not so happy with certain things, I guess, based on...
70... Things that happened.
Listen, try to hang in and understand his train of thought. It's just try. It's impossible.
I say, don't ever shoot our soldiers again. Don't ever do it. Very interesting. What happened is that, we were having, during the Obama administration previously, they were shooting a lot of our soldiers. And I let them know. I said, don't ever, ever let that happen. I said, very... In a rather nasty fashion. We're going to have to go into it tonight.
Good God.
Out of his mind. Shit. Out of his mind.
I mean, he's, never mind. I was going to say Trump is bad for the military, but...
I think this clip is particularly sniffy.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
This one coming up.
Oh, this one coming up.
So we're going to take back our country. We're going to make sure...
No, that was the opening of this clip.
You know what? Between his sniffing, if only Rudy was here, his sniffing, Rudy's body functions, that would be...
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
So we're going to take back our country. We're going to make sure... We are going to do it right. We're going to have the greatest economy ever in the history of our country. We're going to...
I mean, it's
it's
just wild. All right, fine.
Gonna stop.
If most of this state wants to vote for this guy, I don't know what to tell you.
We're going to stop him. We're going to close our borders. We're going to have to deport a lot of people, a lot of bad people, because our countries can't live like this. Our cities are choking to death. Our states are dying. And frankly, our country is dying. And we're going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Thank you very much. It's been a big night. Thank you very much.
This is his big ending.
It sounds better with the music that you laid under there. I mean, that helped a little bit.
That was his big close.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
very tired sounding, very low energy.
Well, I think their team fucked up. You gotta...
What do you mean?
Because they should have recorded... They knew he was going to win Super Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So get all these dumb sheeple together in a room, record it earlier in the day. Because
he wants some buying drinks, though.
Okay, that's true. I forgot about that. There's an open bar. Did you... I'm sorry. I'm all... When I do a show at a bar, I want to know the drink sales. Because... The drink sales dictate whether or not they pay me for another week of shows. And so I want to know those drink sales from Mar-a-Lago. What do you think they were? What do you think they cleared? How many people?
A lot, probably.
How much of drinks do you think? What are they charging? It's probably seven.
Probably $10 for a cocktail.
$10 to $15 a cocktail. Yeah. How many people are there at the bar?
Fox said 200 were at the event.
Oh, good. Okay, 200. Let's say everybody buys two drinks, $10 a piece ish. So that's $20 a piece. So they sold $7 billion worth of drinks. It's not really going to make a dent into any of his legal fees.
No.
What? It's like these, really, it's so insane. This guy is on the hook for like $500 million. And he's like, buy these sneakers I painted gold. Buy a Mai Tai. Buy a Make America Great Again.
Oh, here's something they charged the government while he was president.
Yes.
And the bar tab was 54 drinks, and they did the average. It was an average of $18.62 a drink.
Somebody figured that out? Yes. Wait.
While he was president.
God.
There was some event that they charged the government. They charged us for. Yeah, so we the people paid $18.62 each average price for 54 drinks at some event.
We paid that bill?
We did.
Fuck that.
Taxpayers covered a $1,000 bar tab.
God damn. Fuck that. $18 drinks? What kind of drinks are those? They better be doubles. Jesus.
This was Vanity Fair.
Okay. God damn.
It was Xi Jinping visited Mar-a-Lago.
Ooh. Jeez.
For a 2-day summit. While Xi and his delegation stayed at a nearby hotel, Trump and his advisors stayed at the peach-colored waterfront resort. That evening, Trump and a dozen of his closest advisors hosted Xi and the Chinese delegation in an ornate dining room where they ate Dover sole and New York strip steak. The sorts of lavish formal gatherings are expected for a major bilateral summit. But then there are less formal events. At some point later that evening, a group repaired to Mar-a-Lago's library bar.
Yes.
A wood-paneled study with a portrait of Trump in tennis whites hanging nearby. The group asked the bartender to leave the room so it could speak confidentially. Oh, okay. Blah, 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 blah. The bartender wasn't allowed to return. Members of the group began pouring themselves drinks. No one paid. 6 days later, Mar-a-Lago created a bill for those drinks, tallying $838 worth of alcohol plus a 20% service charge.
Oh, of course, yes.
It covered 54 drinks, making for an average price of $18.62 of premium liquor. Chopin vodka,
ooh,
Patron, and maybe Don Julio Blanca tequilas, and Woodford Reserve bourbon.
God, some man.
Of the big sellers.
I wonder how many drinks I sold that were sold during my comedy show last night. I wonder if it's like.
There's a lot of Woodford Reserve being sold.
No. But God, I want to hit around 400 to 600. I mean, 800, that's it? That's not that much. These dogs are going fucking nuts, man.
Crazy dog day. Also in L News, look at time flying.
Coming up
on the top of the hour, yeah.
Hey, why did it take 6 days? Why did the bill come 6 days later? Why?
Because somebody was like, where did all of our imported scotch go? And they're like, a bunch of Trump's people came in here and just drained the bottles. And they're like, well, let's Trump's like, let's charge the government for that.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Let's expense that.
Shit.
Let's make the taxpayers pay for that shit.
Do you think that, I mean, it must have been, he's like, well, if we go for an after party, let's do it at Mar-a-Lago. That way we can make some money on this.
Maybe, yeah.
God, and then all those leaders, they valet park there. They make all this money off Xi Jinping and his buddies coming
in. Well, Xi didn't stay there. This was Trump's people.
Yeah, but didn't they go to his bar? Oh, it was only Trump's people at the library bar.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Why couldn't they just go to the store and buy some booze and hang out by the pool? You know what I mean?
Right.
God.
Like I said, coming up on the top of the hour, thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit. We get a little commish.
If you vote for me for president, guess who's buying? Everybody's buying their own fucking drinks. And the American people aren't paying for people's fucking drinks. Hey, seriously, I why? Just buy your own ass drinks, man. You know these people at this thing, they're all rich. They can afford a couple of drinks. Buy their fucking drinks.
In other news, very sad news, a wildly popular political figure stepping down as Kyrsten Sinema.
Oh, okay.
Has announced that she will not be running in the race as an independent.
Yes.
Because she saw the polls that showed that between Carrie Lake and Ruben Gallegos and her, she was getting her ass kicked.
Right. It's also, is it true that she wants to focus on her eBay store? Spend a little more time on that.
No, remember she told us, I can leave tomorrow and get a corporate board jobs anywhere.
Then do it. Then fucking do it. Big surprise. How is that news? That's what they all do. That's good. That's what you all do. Well, of course you're going to do that.
That's such crap.
Yeah.
She announced she won't run for a second term after her estrangement from the Democratic Party left her politically homeless and without a clear path to re-election.
Everyone hates you, you know?
Sinema's announcement comes after Senate Republicans blocked a bipartisan bill to help secure the U.S.-Mexico border and deliver military aid to Ukraine and Israel, a deal that Sinema spent months negotiating.
Yay!
She had hoped it would be a signature achievement addressing one of Washington's most intractable challenges, as well as a powerful endorsement for her increasingly lonely view that cross-party deal-making remains possible.
I mean, I'm glad that's a lonely view. I'm glad there are less Democrats out there that think that those fucking troglodytes on that side of the aisle have anything to offer but fascism. That's good.
Sinema's decision avoids a three-way contest in one of the most closely watched 2024 Senate races. That hard-to-forecast scenario had spawned fierce debate among political operatives about whether one major party would benefit in the quest for the Senate majority. They're like, well, who's she going to draw votes from? She's not going to draw votes from the Democrats. We hate her.
Oh, yeah. She sucks.
So she would probably only draw from Carrie Lake people.
You know, I think about Arizona, and I'm sad for the people that live there. Not the Nazis, but the nice people. It's so hot there.
Very hot.
The road signs are melting. You need someone that can address climate change, I would think. That should be a major issue for Arizona, right?
Well, yeah, you would think.
I'm trying to think of the other politicians I know that are from Arizona. Joe Arpaio.
Right.
He sucks. Do they have anybody good there?
Yeah, the astronaut who's the other senator.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Mark,
that's right.
Mark
married to Gabby Gifford, or name,
yeah. So RIP by Felicia was trending on social media.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Did they have a party for her?
Democrats,
sure. We're gonna miss you.
Bye bye.
Mm-hmm. Was she going to run for No Labels? Is she going to be in No Labels?
Let's see. We've got also in L News. We've got a whole bunch of Faithless Friday stuff. Man, it's been just piling up.
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
Jeez.
We've got, one of our awesome listeners sent us this story.
Yes.
Ken Buck.
Right.
Representative of Colorado, Republican.
Right.
Is retiring.
Okay.
And.
What board is he going to be on?
Basically, he said.
Yes.
That, quote. The time is right. I'm at a point in my life where I want to do different things. I want to enjoy my family more. I want to do less business travel, more recreational travel. There are a lot of things that went into the decision. But really, we're at a time in American politics that I'm not going to lie on behalf of my presidential candidate, on behalf of my party.
Oh, okay.
And I'm very sad that others in my party have taken the position that as long as we get the White House, it really doesn't matter what we say.
So run away, you coward. You're not going to run again.
Oh, exactly.
You coward. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
Ken Buck, a crazy piece of shit.
Are we supposed to feel bad for him?
No.
You Republicans, you don't get to suck Trump's dick and realize you're not going to get reelected. And then, so, oh, we had it so hard under Trump. That's your Frankenstein that you couldn't go get. Fuck off. Please.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden he's clutching his pearls.
Bye, Felicia. Who cares? Irrelevant. Yeah.
Go useless. Work with cinema.
You're useless, though. You're useless.
Also, we've got...
And spineless, too, right? Wouldn't you say he's spineless?
Well, yeah, he's bailing. Well, it's for, I want to spend time with my family.
I mean, if you really don't want to lie on behalf of Trump, then why don't you say, then endorse Joe Biden. Endorse Joe Biden.
Oh, right. That's going to happen.
You coward. Fuck you.
Elsewhere, we've got, don't forget to watch us on Faithless Friday, by the way. Listen on Faithless Friday.
You can come stand next to the window in the studio and watch
us. If you want to watch, yeah, we can.
Bring a,
we have window seats, right? Rentable.
Bring a paper bag full of cash. Give it to Shelby.
I'm seeing why Elaine Chao is trending.
No, well, she's sad because Mitch is going to be home. You know what I mean?
Because what is this? Trump truth. Thank you, Mitch. I look forward to working with you and a Republican Senate majority to make America great again after Mitch McConnell endorsed him.
Donald Trump is responsible for the insurrection, but he'd make a good president.
Oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Didn't Elaine Chao resign in protest or something over that?
Yeah, and he called his, and he keeps calling his wife Coco.
Coco Chao, or Coco, what does he say?
Coco. Yeah, Coco Chao.
I don't understand that. I know that's racist. He must be referencing some horrible racist character maybe Jerry Lewis played back in the day or something.
So there you go, Mitch. Even after all the shit that Trump has said about him and his wife. Mitch McConnell's quote, China loving wife, Coco.
Yeah. You know, Mitch, you don't need to endorse Trump. It's understood. It's understood by your actions. You gave Trump everything he needed by denying Obama the SCOTUS.
Oh, yeah.
Merrick Garland would be a SCOTUS, and right now we'd have an AG that maybe would be on top of shit and doing things.
Who knows how Merrick Garland would have voted, because he was, you know, really centrist, and Obama was trying to give them a solid thinking that he would get by that Senate.
Right. They don't think like that, though.
No.
Don't give these people solids.
Well, yeah, you can't imagine that any Republican is going to act in good faith. You can't. That's what, was it Jasmine Crockett? We played the clip the other day, the representative from Texas, when she said, you guys complain that we're not meeting with you to make deals behind closed doors, but you lie.
Absolutely.
You lie to us. You make a deal and then you turn around and stab us in the back. Why would we meet with you and talk to you?
But to be fair, she makes a good point, but that point should have been made during the war on drugs, during when Reagan was ignoring people with AIDS. This lie should have been discovered years ago when we were living in this weird fantasy where Democrats should reach across the aisle and work with people that don't give a shit about America.
Yeah.
I don't tell me a time when the Republicans have been good, really, when they've been worth reaching out and working with. Nixon?
Well, when they were Lincoln's party.
Oh, yeah.
When Teddy Roosevelt was a Republican.
Right. Yeah. That was a long time. Was that a long time ago?
It was a long time ago.
Inflation.
A lot of scaramouches.
Inflation was really bad. Thanks, Lincoln.
Hundreds of years.
Lincoln made gas prices go up. You couldn't even get a flight.
I've got a couple. Let me catch up on some of these. Congratulations to Louisiana, our not too far neighbors.
Right.
From here.
Okay.
Louisiana yesterday became the 28th state in the nation, Ryan.
Yes.
To enshrine into law the right of its residents to carry concealed weapons without a permit.
Yay! Without a permit.
Without a permit.
So what does that mean? What do you mean by that? That means I can go buy a gun and put it inside my jacket. And do what? Go into private businesses?
Sure.
If I'm a private business, can I say, don't bring your gun in here?
You can say that.
But they, well, how would you know then?
Right.
You know, France just enshrined the abortion in their constitution, the right to abortion. And in Louisiana, just enshrined the right to carry a gun. And
Republican
secretly.
Governor Jeff Landry said, "Today we join 27 other states in passing constitutional carry. I promised the folks of Louisiana that I would champion constitutional carry into law. And within 2 months, I have honored that commitment."
Wow. How is that like a victory lap for that? I mean, that's an easy thing to do in the South is to pass some bullshit pro-gun legislation. I mean, that's the only thing these fucks do effectively, right?
Yeah.
Gun rights.
Landry signed the NRA-backed Senate Bill 1. One.
Yes.
That was the first thing they did in the session.
That's the first thing?
Senate Bill 1 into law, which allows eligible residents 18 and older to carry a concealed handgun with no permit.
Guns and embryos are people.
Supporters of the legislation in the state say that it will reduce crime.
Hey, man, I feel safe when I'm having incest with my cousin. You dumb idiots.
As armed law-abiding citizens are better equipped to fend off criminals and defend themselves.
Ah!
With some GOP lawmakers in the state recently arguing evil is everywhere.
That's right.
And police alone cannot protect us. Meanwhile, violence crime has been skyrocketing in Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Is it what kind of crime? Is it Biden migrant violent crime? That kind of crime?
The law comes 57 days after Landry was sworn into office. Blah, blah, blah.
Good job. Issue one, though. That was bill number one,
Senate
right?
Bill one.
Bam. What's two? What's going to be the second thing? The right to shoot me from your car?
Opponents of the bill argue the law could make the state less safe. Wow. You really think so?
Legislation to the right to go into a dressing room at a department store and rape someone. Enshrine that.
Louisiana's Fraternal Order of Police.
Nine!
Spoke out against the bill. They don't want to be the only gang members with
whatever,
the guns.
Whatever. Thank you. Thank you for that.
But the Louisiana Sheriff's Association
Nine!
Did not take a position.
Oh, yes. Oh, our position is reverse cowgirl. Pow, pow, pow.
Louisiana's House Speaker pro tempore, Mike Johnson.
Nine!
A different one.
Oh, nine!
however, argued earlier this year that residents of the state are fearful of even running errands to all the criminals on the street. Yeah.
Well, hey, Pat, can I help you out with that? I think it's because they're racist.
Oh, of course.
It's so stupid. Could you imagine you're fucking scared to go outside in a neighborhood in Louisiana?
Residents who wish to obtain a permit may still do so.
Why would they? For what
reason? So you know why? So you can go to a different state and carry. Because of reciprocity.
Oh, okay. So I can go to Mississippi.
So there might be a state where you do need a permit.
Right. I can go to the Golden Corral and drop my Uzi at the...
You can, and you know, if you can still pick up a permit in Louisiana as a resident there, and then that will allow you to carry in a state.
Good.
Also,
fucking, that's great, man. That's good. Good news. Cool.
Louisiana joins the list of 27 other states across the nation.
Are we in that list?
28 states.
Why would anyone from, say, Europe come to this country? What must they think of our country?
Good God, this list is unsurprising.
Guns have more rights than women.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine.
Yes.
Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, okay. Nebraska.
Okay, that's enough.
New Hampshire.
Damn.
North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
Ah!
Oh, no New York, no California, play no Illinois.
Howard, play the Howard Dean scream just to make everybody happy. Ah! Oh, my God.
So congratulations to our neighbors.
Yes, good job, everybody.
You guys can concealed carry without a permit.
Right. Shit. Do you need a permit to shoot anybody to death, or doesn't matter?
No, stand your ground.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me.
Or wait, are they black?
Run me over and then shoot me.
Are they white or black?
Well, you know.
That
I don't see
that
race.
That will determine the legality.
I don't see race. Ted Cruz just sent me an email, and the subject is, I'm not asking you for money. Fuck you, Ted.
Yes, you are. But if you do have money, send me.
I'm going to watch that video of him at the Yankees game sometime soon, because that really makes me happy. That should make anybody happy. That's good.
The verdicts have just come in for Hannah Gutierrez, in the
Arizona
shooting death of the Alec Baldwin.
Oh yes,
movie
Rushed.
Set. I think was she the prop master, or was
yes,
she
the? She's a prop master.
And she has been found of involuntary manslaughter, guilty.
Damn.
Tampering with evidence, not guilty.
Wait a second.
I don't know what the tampering charge was about, but she was found not guilty of that.
Yeah.
But she was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
Shit.
Just moments ago, right off the, hot off the presses.
This just in. Isn't it true that she took the gun in question and somebody else, they went target practicing or shooting?
Well, yeah,
or
they got real rounds and were off, like, you know, shooting cans off in the desert or something, like rednecks.
And they weren't supposed to have any live rounds, I think. Wouldn't that be the one job of the fucking...
They frown upon that.
The armorer. He's the armorer. She's the armorer, right? That's the one job.
Yeah.
Figure out where the bullets are. That's the job.
So the verdict reached in the involuntary manslaughter trial of rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez.
Ew, wee wee.
The jury deliberated for more than 2 hours only. So that's Shit. That ain't long.
Right. Jeez. But it was a weird story because the armorer wasn't even there, right?
Yeah, she wasn't the her assistant, right?
Yes.
Was the one that handed the gun to Alec Baldwin and said, clear, whatever he said, that, you know, here you go. That's it's not a live gun, meaning there's no blanks in it, because of course it's not live rounds.
See, to me, like, Alec Baldwin is guilty of anything. He's a producer on that show, on that movie, and they cheaped out on that movie. Remember, they didn't hire enough people, and that's why their armor was doing some other bullshit when they were using the gun. I mean, to me, you could sue the production company civilly, couldn't you?
Oh, they're, yeah, you're going to get sued the fuck, yeah.
Right.
And him, because he's one of the
he's
exec
a producer. Fucking producer.
Right. But criminally, to charge him, I still think
it's the dumbest fucking shit I've ever heard.
Very silly.
Stupid.
Elsewhere in the news.
Nine!
Don't forget, we'll be back Faithless Friday.
Yes.
This is from, oh, this is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
They're picking up.
Oh, I see. This is from the sovereign state of California, which is surprising that this is going on in California, but these assholes are everywhere. Residents in a suburban neighborhood of Fresno, I believe, the Fresno area, residents in a suburban neighborhood found bags, plastic bags, filled with flyers containing hate messages and conspiracy theories thrown onto residential driveways on Friday morning. This was last Friday. Residents in a suburban neighborhood found the bags, reported them to authorities, according to the Fresno Police Department. Police canvassed the neighborhood, which authorities did not identify, to remove any additional flyers and search for any homes or businesses that could have useful video surveillance. So hopefully there's some Ring footage or some security cam footage of these fucking asshole Nazis that are running around with tossing their propaganda. We talked about, I think it was here in Florida one time, there was some of the shit that was dropped out, and they were in bags. They had bags of candy. And they would attach their hate message to the bag, plastic bag of candy. The police say it's currently being investigated as a hate incident, but did not disclose the flyer's contents. But the Fresno Bee reported that they contained anti-Semitic, homophobic, and misogynistic rhetoric. This is far from the, I'm reading from the LA Times. This is far from the first sudden appearance of hate-filled and anti-Semitic flyers in California. Recent years have seen such flyers anonymously littered, hey, quiet, or posted in communities, including LA, Beverly Hills, Redlands, as well as Orange County. Then they're asking anyone that has information to
quiet.
Anyone that has information to contact the Fresno Popo. We've got a little bit of chaos here as Kenobi's getting picked up. Shelby's BFF. And Shelby is wanting to go say goodbye or wanting to be with him. But Ryan just dumped him in the studio here. Dumped her in the studio, I should say. So we've got Shelby in here for a couple of seconds. So there you go. The Nazis handing out propaganda in the neighborhood, in a neighborhood in California. The Nazi anti-Semitic homophobes. Also in the news, you all. Thanks for listening. Ryan will be back in a minute. We've got... this is kind of nuts here, too. There was a guy in Germany. They didn't really elaborate, on why this happened. All he said is that it was for private reasons, that for his private reasons, the man received a total of 217 vaccinations.
Oh, this fucking guy.
For COVID. Did you see this story?
Yeah, I don't understand why. How did this happen?
You missed the Nazi flyer story, but in California, they're handing out, the Nazis were dropping bags of
little reading material.
Yeah. And now we're on to Germany. German researchers are examining a hyper-vaccinated man.
Okay.
They say received over 200 COVID shots.
Yes.
but seem to have no noticeable side effects or harm to his immune system.
Well, okay, so what is...
I had three or four, and I've been told I'm going to die soon.
Well, you know, Have you checked to see if a spoon will stick to your shoulder? Well, that's right, because we're all supposed to be magnetic after the Moderna, right?
Their findings, published in the Lancet Infectious Diseases Medical Journal, indicated that COVID vaccines have a good degree of tolerability.
Yes.
Although they noted this was an isolated case of extraordinary hypervaccination.
Yes, perfect.
She can't go out.
Right, just leave the door shut for a bit.
Okay. The 62-year-old man came to researchers' attention when German prosecutors opened up a fraud investigation,
yes,
gathering evidence that he had obtained 130 shots in a 9-month period. Kilian Schauber, one of the study's authors, said, we learned about his case via newspaper articles. When we contacted him and invited him to undergo various tests, he was very interested in doing so. He agreed to provide blood samples, including new samples.
Yes.
The results from past blood tests and right. blood samples that had been frozen in recent years.
Yeah.
The man said he had received 217.
Damn!
For, quote, private reasons.
Okay.
Going into the study, the researchers had speculated that having so many shots
yes.
could cause his immune system to become fatigued. You think so?
Oh, yes.
But, it was kind of the opposite. They found out the guy had more immune cells than a control group that had received the standard 3-dose vaccine regimen.
Well,
they also did not detect any fatigue
yes.
in these cells,
right?
Which they said were just as effective as those of people who had received a typical number of COVID shots.
Jeez, now you can open the door. Yes, there's a lot of unloading and loading of the car and shit like that.
Oh,
no, the door's fucked up. Call the landlord. She'll fix it. To me, this story is like, isn't this proof that the maggots were unrealistic about, I got it. One second.
We're trapped.
Yeah, no, I got it.
But yeah, the vaccine loonies, what do they have to say about this guy? Even by the 217th vaccination, researchers said the shot still had an effect. The man's antibodies against the COVID increased significantly as a result, one might think. They said researchers said the man insisted on receiving another shot during the study.
Don't you think this guy has some kind of weird OCD?
I think he's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, somebody needs to help. Don't study this guy.
Why did they give it to him?
Give him he needs Prozac or lithium.
Researchers made it clear that despite the findings, they do not endorse hypervaccination as a yes. strategy. Although they couldn't find any signs he had ever contracted the virus, they said they weren't able to establish a causal relationship between his hypervaccination regimen and avoiding infection. They can't prove that all that he took kept him from getting it.
You know, it's funny to think about that because people around here, I remember on Facebook before the COVID vaccination was available, people like somebody would say, hey, if the vaccine's available, you're going to take it? You're like, nope, 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 nope. This guy must seem.
I'll take it. You don't want yours.
These maggots that are afraid of the vaccine must marvel at this person. Right?
They probably think it's fake. Fake news.
That's true.
They're just doing it to make it because they're killing all these people.
Those people marvel at doorknobs.
God, you know, and they're just. They're just nasty, horrific creatures because there's a story, some TV show, some reality show or something. Somebody's 20-something-year-old son died.
Right.
Committed suicide. But the maggots are responding in comments and on X. 20-something, you know what killed him.
The vaccine?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The Moderna
anybody
vaccine.
Anybody that dies that isn't 90 and it's put on, yeah, and it's put on social media or in a news story that allows comments, the anti-vax lunatic vermin slither in there and they say, you know what killed them. You know what killed them.
You know, it's like we can thank Trump for this and that fucking Nazi bringing up the pandemic at that victory speech for Super Tuesday, that was particularly shitty.
Super.
I just thought, just think about all the people that died because that dumb fuck couldn't say anything that, you know, he acknowledged in private about how horrible the pandemic was, how contagious it was. But in public, he said the opposite. And that caused deaths. Lots of deaths, like a million deaths.
Also, in typical Republican fashion.
Okay.
Do you remember the name Mark Harris?
Yes, of course.
Not the Mark Harris from Howard Stern.
Oh, okay. Then no.
This is a different one.
Not, of course. I'm sorry.
Mark Harris, the North Carolina GOP candidate,
ugh,
who in 2018 in a House race,
yes,
was accused of election fraud.
Yes, I know this. And everybody went, somebody went to somebody's house and they fucking fucked with all the ballots. Yes, yes, yes. We, God.
Well, yesterday he won more than 30% of the primary vote in the 8th District of North Carolina.
Someone send North Carolina helper animals. They're dumb.
Just enough to avoid a runoff if the result is finalized. It's a really close margin, 2,800 votes.
Oh, sad.
If Harris is confirmed to have reached 30% of the vote, he's almost guaranteed to win the general election in November due to the makeup of that Republican-heavy district.
Jesus. I mean, when people like that win an election, are you nervous that maybe they cheated?
He won the election in North Carolina's 9th district in 2018, but his victory was thrown out after a scheme was uncovered alleging an operative gathered and marked absentee ballots on his behalf. Republican, let's note to everyone.
An operative. Can I just want to take sometimes whatever article this is, they're calling the guy an operative.
What's the hill?
He's a criminal. He's not an operative. The guy is a criminal.
Harris was not charged in the eventual criminal case, but the contractor was indicted in connection with the alleged scheme. But the contractor died before going to trial.
No. Okay.
They killed him. Probably got the jab. Representative Dan Bishop, Republican, eventually won the seat, but he's now running to be the state's attorney general. So Harris is trying again, running for Congress in an 8th district, which after redistricting covers much of the same area as the previous one. In his campaign announcement, he echoed the election denial rhetoric of Trump, saying the 2018 race was stolen.
Well, that makes sense, though, that he would, because doesn't the head of the RNC now say that? Don't they think the election...
Do we know who the new head of the RNC is yet?
I thought...
We know who Trump won.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that they... Nah, I don't think Ron has officially stepped down yet.
I want the person who is married to... That's... I can't remember his name. My ugly son.
Right.
Wait, what's her name? Is it Laura Trump?
Lara. Let's see. We've got other stories here.
I mean, it really is. I'm just comparing Trump's campaign now to previous campaigns.
Yeah.
Do you remember in his first run, Ivanka spoke at the RNC, right?
Yes.
And she said she was going to give daycare to all the
everybody. Yeah, they didn't like that at all.
God, I want to go back and listen to all the bullshit that Nazi said during her fucking speech.
They did not like that at all.
And then Queen Nazi trotted out a speech that she stole from Michelle. How dare you?
Let's see.
Michelle didn't bring it that. I'm still bothered that. Why wouldn't Michelle bring that up at Rosalynn Carter's funeral? I would be like, and Carter's like, fuck you for stealing my speeches, you fucking Nazi bitch. That's what I would have said under my breath. You know? I would have had words in the fucking parking lot. Come on.
Oh, they took this video down on Twitter. That's a bummer.
Sad. Did Elon do that?
Mm-hmm. How about Ted Cruz? He has a sense of humor. It's not terribly good, but he knows what a joke is. And this is the thing you should know about Ted Cruz. I probably like Ted Cruz more than most of my colleagues like Ted Cruz, and I hate Ted Cruz. And he made that. He's just a toxic coworker. He's the guy that microwaves fish in the lunchroom.
I knew when I worked in Corporateville, USA, there's always somebody microwaving trout.
Or burns popcorn.
Or whitefish. Yes, burnt popcorn. Some dumb fuck put some popcorn in there more than 2.5 minutes. Come on.
He just doesn't get...
This is Al Franken, by the way. Oh, yes. No, of course.
Hey, Al, could you buy a house in Florida for like 10 cents and then run for governor?
He just doesn't get along. And the first couple months there, he just was just awful. And people... So Amy Klobuchar, who's my senior senator, who's very funny, and Amy... won't let me write jokes for her. And she was asked to do the Democratic piece at the Gridiron Dinner, which is this big press dinner every year. And so she will run the jokes by me. Okay. So she had a
who else would you pick?
Yeah, I'd run.
Of course, you're gonna go to Al Franken to run your jokes by.
Okay, so she had a joke about Ted, and it was very soon after the Carnival cruise that had gone out to sea, and the engine died, and all the electricity went out, and it was stuck out there for like 10 days before they got towed in.
Oh my God.
And it was known as the poop cruise because nothing worked. And, you know, there's nothing you want to do, go on a luxury cruise and end up with stuff floating by you. So people were mad about the cruise. So it was called the poop cruise. So
you know where her joke is growing.
Yeah, yeah.
So she wrote this joke, which is, when most people think of a bad cruise, they think of Carnival, we think of Ted. Right?
That's a good one.
Very good joke, very good joke. So I said, okay, I got a rewrite that I think is better. And I'll tell you, you'll hear the rewrite at the end of the story. So then the next Thursday before the Saturday of the Gridiron, I see Amy going over to Chuck Schumer, and then I see her going over to someone else that she had written jokes about. And I go like, oh, I see, she's getting approval to tell the jokes about.
She's running her jokes by people get approval.
members. And then I see her start heading to Ted. And I go like, I want to be there. I want to. So I kind of insert myself into the conversation triangle. But let Amy do her thing. And she says, Ted, I'm doing the Gridiron on Saturday. I've written a joke about you. And I'm wondering if it would be okay with you. And he goes, well, what's the joke?
Right. This is. And when I listened to this earlier, I was like, this is bullshit.
Why would you do that?
Why are you running it by that asshole?
Ted Cruz isn't like, hey, I'm going to float a bill that takes women's right to abortion away. What do you think about that, Amy? Yeah. Would he do that?
Ted, I'm doing the Gridiron on Saturday. I've written a joke about you, and I'm wondering if it would be okay with you. And he goes, well, what's the joke? And she says, when most people think of a difficult cruise, she's changed bad cruise to difficult cruise. They think of Carnival, but we Democrats in the Senate think of Ted. And she's changed we to we Democrats in the Senate. And so both of those are designed to soften this. And so he goes, I'll tell you what, instead of difficult cruise, what if you made it a challenging cruise? And Amy, you can see Amy going like, okay, now it's just not funny. And he's smart. He's very smart. He could see that, too. And he kind of went, I'll tell you what. I believe in the First Amendment. You tell your joke.
Oh, God.
Wow, Ted.
What an asshole.
You know, it should be.
I'll tell you what. I believe in the First Amendment, so you tell your joke. Yeah.
When you think of a shitty cruise, we think of Ted. On. Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what. I believe in the First Amendment. You tell your joke. And I go like, oh, man.
Oh, shit.
What's up?
How about Ted Cruz? He goes, And Amy, you can see Amy going like, okay, now it's just not funny. And he's smart. He's very smart. He could see that too. And he kind of went, I'll tell you what. I believe in the First Amendment. You tell your joke. And I go like, oh, man. And I say, Ted, I've actually done a rewrite that I think's a lot better. You want to hear it? And he goes, oh, sure. I go, okay. When most people think of a cruise that's full of shit.
Yes. Yes. That's what's up.
There you go.
That is what's up. It's a roast. God damn. That.
I can't imagine running the jokes by people.
I mean, can't either. I'd be like, fuck you. Right. Number one, I'm a senator. I'm not running my jokes by shit. Right?
Well, and a comedian. Well, not her, not Amy Klobuchar, but I mean, it doesn't sound like Al was running his jokes by anybody.
No. I mean, you don't. And why would you run it by Ted Cruz? You don't want Ted to know ahead of time. It takes the joy away from seeing him upset and surprised. You know what I mean? It's not as fun.
Yeah, yeah. We got some time left here in the big shoe. Got lots. But what is this? Oh, this one, I don't have the clip, but I'm just going to have to talk about it. Charlie Sheen? I saw a clip.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The guy from West Wing.
That's Martin.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Charlie Sheen is the winning guy.
Oh, Tiger's Blood.
Yes.
That guy.
And he was on a chat show. And,
booked?
I found it. Here we go.
He gets booked?
It was a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
He was on Graham Norton's show.
Oh,
in
Britain. Okay.
A very, very funny show, by the way.
That show is fucking awesome.
I have to say, I'm slightly surprised that Piers Morgan's doing it, because he, I don't know if you know, he's a big Donald Trump supporter. And I know you're not a fan.
I'm really not. I'm really not. No, I am reminded of a time about 5 years ago. I was at a dinner with my ex-wife, Brooke, and her family and this and that. And about halfway through, I noticed Donald... staring at my watch. And so he started saying, you know, listen, I'm sorry that I wasn't invited to your wedding, this and that, or I'm sorry I can't make your wedding. And I'm like, I didn't invite you. so he says, but, you know, I want to give you an early wedding gift as a gesture from me and Melania. And she doesn't say a word. She's very sweet and very pretty, but just kind of sits there, you know?
Yeah.
Anywho, so he says, these are platinum, diamond, Harry Winston. And he pulls off his cufflinks, and he gives them to me. And so I'm like, oh, gosh, Mr. Trump, you really shouldn't do this. He goes, no, it's the least I can do, and, you know, have a great marriage and all that. Little did he know. So smash cut to about 6 months later, I had some jewelry getting appraised at the house, you know. And she finished and was
leaving. You know where this is going.
Hey!
Leaving. And I said, oh, yeah, you know what, there's another couple of pieces that I have that I'm very curious about. Would you mind appraising these? She said, no, what are they? I said, well, you know, I explained the dinner and this and that. And these were from Donald Trump, Harry Winston, you know, flawless Ds, platinum. She took the loop, spent about 4 seconds, and kind of recoiled from it, much like people do from Trump. And
recoiled?
Yes. God.
Do from Trump. And, So she says, in their finest moment, this is cheap pewter and bad zirconias, and they're stamped Trump. And I just thought, what does this really say about the man, you know, that he said, here's like a great wedding gift, and it's just a bag of dog shit, you know? Now, is that the laughter I can hear coming from across the pond at our country about this charlatan?
It's quite, listen, it's scary times all over the place.
It really is.
But
really
you're having very scary really times.
Is.
Yeah.
But I have faith that good and decent people will make.
Anyway, this was at the beginning of Trump's presidential term, the first term, I guess, on Graham Norton. But how about that? The Harry Winston, flawless diamonds. And they were cheap pewter and shitty zirconia, but Trump stamped. They were Trump brand.
You know, he's so stupid, he might not even know they're fake.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think him and Charlie Sheen took some time to compare rape stories?
Oh, probably. Grab him by the pussy.
Yeah.
We've got a little time left here. This is,
our founding fathers used that Deuteronomy scripture when they were setting the country up.
It's Deuteronomy 28. I'll read it in a sec. So it's a great point. So out of all the books, both secular and religious, that were quoted the most in the founding of the country, Deuteronomy was by far quoted the most. Because Deuteronomy talks about separation of powers, consent to the governed, independent judiciary. The form of our government is directly inspired from Deuteronomy.
In what national document was Deuteronomy quoted?
Are they talking about the character from Cats?
I believe this is all Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy was sitting on... Have you seen it?
Yes.
Did they do the one cat sits on stage during the break?
You go look at him.
And you can go look at the cat.
Touch him.
Deuteronomy was our cat.
Right.
One of the time. I've seen more than once.
It was Deuteronomy for me as well.
Oh, well,
it really is cool looking.
But then Griselda came out.
Oh, okay.
And she replaced him. He came out and she...
I never saw the movie. Did you see the movie?
I didn't either. I know they have... Wait, did they take out the assholes?
Yes, they did.
Or did they put in the assholes?
No.
I think originally they had assholes, right? And then they went in and digitally removed them?
That's correct.
We did the story, I think.
That's correct, Pat. Why? I mean, I want these cats to look real. What? That cat has no asshole. Come on, guys.
I don't want to see Deuteronomy's asshole.
I want it to be real. I wonder how long
Dame Judi Dench's cat asshole.
Is there a director's cut where you can see the assholes?
Oh, probably. Bet.
I want to see it. I'd rather see it with the assholes. Why not?
Like Batman's nipples.
That's right. Sorry, that's George Clooney, right?
Right. I've got, you know, I still have a bunch of animal stories.
Oh, okay.
And I think these were sent to us. So thank you to those that sent us.
Yes,
I have
thank
the messages
you.
Open. I just have to click the links, so I can't give you credit, but thank you for sending these. This might have been your mom though too.
Oh.
A New York City man, Ryan.
Okay.
Has been sentenced to a year of probation.
Yes.
And fined $5,000.
Okay.
Calvin Bautista, 38, crossed into New York on a bus from Montreal to New York City.
A duffel bag full of snakes.
With three Burmese pythons in his pants.
Oh, my God. This guy didn't go to jail?
They were hidden in the inner thigh of his pants.
On a bus?
In snake bags tied to the drawstring of the pants.
You know, I don't like locking people up in this country except this guy. Man, fuck this guy. God, what? Why? How much are those worth?
He purchased the snakes which were worth more than $2,500.
Yes,
at a reptile store in Canada. Importation of Burmese pythons is regulated by an international treaty and by U.S. federal regulations listing them as injurious to human beings.
It sounds like no one's regulating shit, though. How the fuck can you get on a bus? I got seven pythons in my pants. No one noticed. How sad.
The Burmese python, one of the world's largest snakes, is considered a vulnerable species in its native Asia. Ugh. But Florida, stepping up for conservation, it's now considered an invasive species here.
Right.
Threatening the native animals of the Everglades and the whole state.
I'm just waiting to hear something. I mean, what is wrong? Why do people like snakes? I just don't get it. I don't see the appeal. I don't understand that one bit. To me, they're very scary and like these are dangerous snakes. They could constrict you.
Three of them strapped to his thigh.
They must be. How much is one worth, though? They must be worth a lot of fucking money.
Well, $2,500 for three of them, I guess.
Fuck pay for three? A three pack.
$800 a piece and change.
How much are they on Amazon Prime?
I think they're illegal.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's a New York City man. Had some snakes in his pants.
How do you... It would seem to me I'm not a... I guess a reptile doesn't get upset when he's taped to the side of somebody's leg. I mean, are you not nervous the whole time that something's going to happen?
It's in a bag. You know, a snake bag.
But it's inside his pants.
Sure. You could bite through the bag. I mean...
I'd be so mad. I would be so mad if I was sitting next to that guy. The guy was like, listen, don't tell anybody. This is going to blow your mind. I got three Burmese pythons right here in my inner thigh. You want one? Three for $2,500.
And this story is maybe, this might be like a couple of weeks old.
That's not that. I mean, $2,500 is a lot of money, right?
But sure.
Is it enough money to tape a snake to your leg, cross into the border of another country, and sell them?
It depends on...
I guess it's not worth it though now, right? I mean...
I guess.
What an asshole. Why didn't you think of something to do fun with your life? You're a snake smuggler. Fuck you. Really. You're making the world worse. We got enough snakes in this country. God, that pisses me off. Why are they... Now I'm going to sound like Trump. They're sending snakes from Canada. They're not sending their best.
Burmese pythons for sale.
Where is that?
Snake, some snake morph market.
God.
What's it called?
Hey, Merrick, look into this shit too. They're selling illegal snakes. You don't give a fuck about that? Come on.
Some of them are like 300. Here's one for 900.
Yes.
Holy cow. Caramel. Granite female Burmese python, 1,500.
Yeah.
There's another one for 1,000.
Yes.
Here's an albino for $4,800.
Oh, my God. What? How uninteresting must you be? It's like, I got $4,000. I'm going to spend it on an albino snake. I mean, do you finance that?
Oh, here's one. 100% het champagne granite is, you know, is what it looks
That's
like.
That's the color of the snake?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck off.
Ready to breed, it says, Ryan. $800. That's this one right here.
Oh. Ready to breed. God damn, humans. Even in the Bible, in the very beginning, you don't even have to read that far. Snake's bad, right?
So I guess you, bad, you might Christians. Be able to purchase them if they're here, but that you can't import them. Maybe.
How stupid. Oh, I got choked to death by a legal snake. Non-import snake. It's better.
Meanwhile, in the Indian city, I mean, I guess it's pronounced Pune.
Yeah.
P-U-N-E.
Correct.
It looked like, have you seen these, this is a great word, the murmurations of starlings. That's the groups of starlings.
It's a bird.
They fly in the air and they, and like a gazillion of them all fly at the same time. And they make those like swirly, trippy patterns.
Right, right.
And shit. Well, that scene recreated itself, has been recreating itself in the city of West Indian city of Pune.
Pune.
Residents have compared the site to tornadoes. Others are warning about the serious danger due to disease spread, because in Pune, these are clouds of mosquitoes.
Oh, my God.
Well, some people have been unable to leave their homes.
Right.
Children are not being permitted to spend time outside in gardens and parks. According to local media, The increase in mosquito numbers around Poon is due to rise in the water levels at the Mutha River.
Yeah. Well, it's climate change, right? Why can't some of these mosquitoes bite the shit out of these tigers that are in India? That's what I'm concerned about.
One person said, for 3 or 4 days, there's been tornadoes of mosquitoes here in Karadi. There have been a lot of problems, and the locals are having difficulties.
Well, shit, man. You got to get some DEET.
Mosquitoes are considered the deadliest creature on the planet. According to some estimates, may have killed half of all the humans who have ever lived.
Let me why don't you tell that to somebody that's living in a village in some remote part of India that's waiting around for a tiger to jump them from behind and eat them from the skull down?
In India alone, nearly 40 million people each year get infected with some malady spread by mosquitoes.
Damn. Shit.
Mosquitoes are responsible for the spread of several potentially fatal tropical diseases, including malaria, dengue fever, chikungunya fever, and yellow fever.
Perfect. Shit, man.
Terrified residents confined to homes by clouds of mosquitoes.
You know, don't they have a populace in charge of India right now?
Modi? Yeah.
Something about these mosquitoes. These fucking authoritarians can't do shit to help you. They can't even kill these mosquitoes.
And he's like a crazy, like radical Hindu lunatic. Like,
yeah, yeah.
A lot of problems between the Hindu and Muslim Trump communities likes him. In that country.
Trump likes Modi.
Oh, yeah. It's because he's, you know, strongman-ish.
Right.
Dictator-ish.
Well, I mean, we have mosquitoes in Florida, too, so, you know.
We do. I've never seen ones that look like gazillion starlings.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Which, again, is a great word.
Yes.
It's
my favorite word.
It's my favorite word. The
Venezuela!
It's kind of like crows, right? Isn't it a murder of crows?
Yes. A gaggle of mosquitoes. A clutch of tigers.
So fuck that shit. Yeah. Murmurations are the groups of starlings.
It's hard for me to think about mosquitoes being the most dangerous and deadly entity on the planet when we have sharks and snakes and tigers.
Yeah, but mosquitoes are literally everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I would just rather fight off a mosquito than a tiger, I think. I'm sorry. So I guess that's not logical per this story, but that's how I feel.
There's another quick story. We just got a couple minutes left here. We'll be back on Faithless Friday, y'all.
Yes.
There is a new study that was done that shows that ancient Romans used a plant.
Yes.
Poisonous nightshade black henbane.
Okay.
They've discovered that their paper, the intellectual paper they put out, is titled "Evidence of the Intentional Use of Black Henbane in the Roman Netherlands." The Romans used it to go tripping. It's a hallucinogenic.
Well, I mean, listen, they had to do stuff like that back then because it's not like they could turn on Netflix.
The seeds have been found in hollowed sheep or goat bones and are ubiquitous in archaeological sites throughout the Netherlands.
Wait a second. Wait.
So they were smoking it in goat bones and sheep bones.
They used a goat bone as a pipe? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I guess after a goat had died, obviously. They didn't kill a goat to make a bong out of it.
They found a bunch of them in the ancient Roman ruins in Houten Castellum in the Netherlands.
Yes.
The Romans were in the Netherlands, man. In
shit.
The 2nd century CE, while the researchers found black henbane scenes in a pot and a pit dating to the Roman era, they did not point to its intentional use. And now they found artifacts suggesting that the hollowed sheep or goat bones were used.
God, how did people think of that? They're like, we want to smoke this and get high.
They didn't.
Look at that sheep over there. You see that leg that he's just walking on? We can make a pipe out of that, you know?
They didn't have glass-blowing neighbors that were blowing bongs for them.
I'm going to shave that sheep, make a sweater, and then cut off his leg so I can get high on this weird nightshade shit.
They found a bone that had been crafted. The end of the femur was sealed with black material, indicating the bone was intentionally used. They found the bone originally contained some 1,000 black henbane seeds.
1,000?
It's widely known in ancient times, writers such as Dioscorides and Pliny the Elder. I know Pliny the Elder. He wrote about Pompeii.
Okay.
I don't know him personally. They mentioned the plant in their writings.
I'd want to get high after Pompeii, too. It sounds like it was rough.
Pliny distinguished between the plant and the black seeds, which he said could cause insanity. While the other parts were used for, quote, medicinal purposes.
Right.
The Romans were tripping.
Right, right. They had aqueducts and psychedelics. and roads.
Really good aqueducts that lasted for fucking ever.
That's right.
And that self-sealing, repairing concrete that they made.
Shit. These animals, I mean, think about these animals, their relationships with humans throughout, you know, the existence on this planet. They can't have a positive view of us. You're eating us. Now you're smoking, you're using our leg. That's so crazy.
Well, and then we smuggle them in our pants, too.
Oh, yeah.
Into other countries.
$2,500 worth of snakes. In my hat. On a bus.
You got to get out of here. Buy your snake materials on Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to buy your aquarium for your new Burmese python.
That's right.
We get a little commission. Does it cost you anything? You can also use the webpage has a banner on it.
Yes.
See what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, or X, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking evening and great fucking Thursday, everybody. We'll hit you up again on Faithless Friday.
Fuck Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.